Welcome to our ninth session. Thank you for joining us. We're happy to do this for you. As we have said a number of times, establishing a daily practice and encountering the vibration that we offer you on a daily basis will change things in your energy field, in your consciousness, and therefore your life, your mind, your body, and your relationships, and everything about your life. So we're happy that you are open to doing this on a daily basis. Please close your eyes, let your breathing be easy and relaxed, but full. When we say easy and relaxed, but full, this should be slow. We want your inhales to be slow. We want to break the rhythm of your linear logical mind that typically runs your life day to day. Be aware of what this breath feels like as it passes in your nose or your mouth. Put your attention on the skin over which this air is passing. And let it be slow and relaxed. Interrupt the rhythm of the linear logical mind, and you're doing it right. So please scan your body and notice where there may be tension. Also notice what you're feeling in different parts of your body. It may be that you have a particular muscle or organ or joint issue. Be aware of that. Do not avoid it as you scan your body. I want you to thank your body for always manifesting how the rest of your life is going. Realize that your body is a physical manifesting sight. It's a mirror in physical reality of your beliefs and attitudes and energies that you're carrying, including emotions and the beliefs about them from the past, and karma, which are when those beliefs and emotions from the past get cemented or get stuck. Decide that you're willing to make an ally of your body. Now please send cords from the bottoms of your feet and your root chakra, the first, located around the anus. Send cords down into the earth and begin breathing the energy of the earth fully up into your body, thanking the earth for always being available to you to ground in this way. We want you to ground every day. Before you make decisions, before you open your mouth, before you meditate, we always want you to ground, connect to the earth. When you consider issues or problems, ground to the earth first. This is your major tool. On the inhales, fully, the energy of the earth, inhaling this deep into your body, let it reach all parts of your body, especially parts that are uncomfortable or that have a little pain. Focus on those parts if you have any today. Bring the energy of the earth up to those parts. Let your body know you're willing to hear its messages. Now decide that you are willing to let go of stress and tension that has come to you or been generated today or the last few days. Decide you cannot use that energy any longer to tell you who you are. Also decide that you are willing to surrender and shed the energies of other people. Because even if you are connected to them in wonderful ways, it does no one any good to carry each other's energies. My pain, your grief, my confusion, your frustration, your resentment, my bitterness, it does no good for you to carry mine or me to carry yours. Each of us needs to take responsibility for what we are experiencing and feeling and what it means. We need support from each other, but to carry the energies of other people doesn't work. So decide that during our time together today, you're willing to shed stress and tension, as well as any energies from other people you have recently picked up, or any energies from other people that you are becoming aware of through your daily practice that you no longer need to carry. If you do this enough with us, more than a day or two, then you will find your perception of existing relationships shifting and changing, which is good, putting you back in the driver's seat, letting you see that you are creating something with another person. So the person is not to blame for something. You do not need to fear, judge, or shield yourself from this person. This person reflects something you need to know about you. This is why he or she is in your life. Please decide that for the energy work portion of this call, that you are willing to be affected by the vibration that comes through the channel's voice during this call. Decide you are willing to relax, to be affected by the vibration in the channel's voice. Also decide if you are willing to receive energy work, that you are willing to receive energy work. Say yes, please, in your mind. Decide that you are safe enough to relax, to receive support. Realize that when you vibrate fear, you cannot relax. And in that mode, support that tries to come to you cannot find you. That has been the biggest part of the process for the channel to be able to do what he does with us over the years, is to be open, to continually relax a little more, to be open. And if you've followed his work over the last 10 years, you'll see a major transformation to be able to get to the place where he can do work like this for you. And it is all through deciding to be open, deciding to relax, and trust that what is trying to come through is helpful. Call your spirit guides in, please, even if you don't know who they are. Decide you are willing to receive their support. You are open. Thank them in advance for all they do. And thank us, Juhudi Metatron and the channel Tom, for all that we do for this. And now we're going to start in about 10-15 seconds bringing this energy over to you. Now decide, please, once again, that in this moment, everything is fine and you are safe. Decide that all that comes to you, in fact, serves your journey as a soul, learning how to live a human life, even if your mind and personality cannot understand it right away. Decide that you are willing to receive support, and you are willing to demote your mind from dictator for life and tyrannical overlord to helpful advisor, organizer, scheduler, accountant, speller, writer, student. Decide that you are willing to listen to your body and your emotions and your intuition and your guides and your mind. Now, today we want to have you think of a situation in your life that is not resolved, but you wish it to be. Something you have not yet known what to do about, or perhaps you have attempted different solutions and it has not worked, or perhaps something you are avoiding. Maybe you know precisely what to do, but you are avoiding it. Consider an issue that, and an issue that fits with these conditions, and realize that the one that makes you squirm a little and want to judge yourself is the one to consider. The thing your judging self thinks is the worst thing, because you haven't yet done it or you need to do it. Consider this topic. Decide you're willing to be uncomfortable in order to see it and feel this judging voice and the thing that comes with it, the other emotions that come with it. Now, please decide that you are willing to see yourself in general, all the time, as a work in progress, learning to make the right choices. Decide that you're willing to see yourself as everybody else. Everybody's a work in progress, and you are too. You're not special because you avoid this issue, because you aren't yet clear what to do about it. You're not separated from the herd. You're not singled out. You simply, this is something simply for you that requires more attention and more focused self-validation, self-support, self-love in order to get to. I want you to decide that given this situation, I want you to decide that you are strong enough to be compassionate with yourself no matter what you are feeling. I want you to realize the part that squirms or judges needs support, validation, and love. If you judge yourself for not doing this thing, whether you don't know what to do or you know but you're avoiding it, if you judge yourself, you feed the fear of a part of you that there's not enough love because something particular might need to be done to deserve love. This part perhaps feels that you are not the right kind of person if you don't do this thing. Decide you're willing to be strong enough to be compassionate with this part of you no matter what is said or felt. Decide you are willing to look this part of you in the eye through being grounded and holding space for this feeling to be there, this judgment, this regret, this shame, whatever it is. Decide you are willing to hold space for this and do it compassionately. Breathing again or still the energy of the earth fully up into your body. Let it reach all parts of your body. Thank the earth for always being supportive. Thank your guides for always being supportive and trying to get through to you. Trying to get you to relax and trust enough to hear their wisdom and insight for you. Thank your body for always reflecting to you how your beliefs and emotions are going and what is happening and how your choices are working out. Give a blanket thank you to your support structure as well for being there for you. Other souls who are there with kind words and suggestions, even if sometimes you receive them as in critical ways, realize that you have support. Look at all the people who want the best for you as support from the universe, from life, from souls, from God consciousness. Realize that no one is in your life in an important way without a contract between the souls involved. Thank these others. Realize that you are, in fact, supported. Even if nobody agrees with what you're trying to do, they care about you. They want the best for you. It's easy to, through the lens of the mind, to see somebody telling us we shouldn't do something as a lack of support. Well, they're trying to get us to do what they think is right. So be grateful to them, and decide you're willing to trust yourself even if all the advice goes against what you know, what you feel and sense and intuit. Breathing the energy of the earth still fully up into your body. Bring this energy up to your fourth chakra. We're going to work on that for a little bit here. Working with the part who speaks about the judgment, the self-judgment, the thing you haven't done but need to do. Being the right kind of person may necessitate doing something is the idea. Breathing the energy fully up in your body, up to your heart chakra. Relax your fourth chakra open. Decide that it's safe. You don't need protection from your own judgment, fear, guilt, shame, whatever. You don't need protection from your own feeling. Decide it is safe to relax your heart open, and then focus your attention on this fourth chakra, gently softening and relaxing it open. On your exhales, allowing some energy to be generated through your breath out. On every inhale, bring it up from the earth. On every exhale, allow it to go out through your fourth chakra. By now, inhaling through the cords to the earth should be second nature. Put your attention on relaxing open the fourth chakra. Decide that you are safe. Decide that in this moment together, during our meditation, everything is fine. And you are safe and supported. Let it be okay that there are times when you don't know the right thing to do yet, and decide you are open to receiving support to figure it out. Continue with this exhalation through the heart as we continue. Now, think about this issue that perhaps you should be doing or would be the right kind of person. Part of you may have carried judgments about this situation. Decide once again that you are willing to be compassionate with yourself no matter what you're feeling, thinking, or doing, or avoiding. Decide that you cannot possibly use self-judgment and self-criticism to tell you who you are. This is not a loving stance. The more you open your heart in this way through such meditation, the more you can realize when you are motivated by fear and when you are motivated by love. Realize that self-judgment is never loving. Support, validation, patience, acknowledgement, these are loving. Patience, support, acknowledgement, validation, these are loving. Decide you no longer need to protect yourself against your own self-judgment because you are strong enough to be compassionate in the face of self-judgment, criticism, and fear. Now decide that all debris about these issues that's ready to leave, send it down through the cords into the earth and thank the earth for receiving it. You cannot possibly use these energies from the past to tell you who you are. Imagine yourself going through with a broom or a scrub brush through all of your energy fields. Start at your crown and start scrubbing through, going all the way down, all the way around and inside your cranium and then your neck and your shoulders. Go all the way down, scrubbing this old energy out, and then will that it go down through the cords into the earth once you get down to the bottom. Everything I no longer need, everything that can't serve me, all the judgments from the past, scrubbing those out, sending them down through the cords into the earth. Take a few more seconds. Go back to breathing the energy of the earth fully up in your body, on the inhale and on the exhale out through your fourth chakra. Notice if it feels different in your body right now. Notice if you feel a little lighter, a little cleaner, a little cooler, a little refreshed, a little fresh. When you have an intention and you do things like this, energy moves out. If you are clear that you don't need energies from the past, and then you go through a process like that, or something similar, the energies will leave. Decide once again, please, that in this moment together, during this meditation, everything is fine and you are safe. Decide that right now, but also no longer, do you need protection from internal or external sources. You do not need protection from yourself, from your own emotions, because you are willing to be aligned in this way, grounded and aligned with your heart. And you are strong enough to be compassionate with all parts of you, no matter what you are feeling, thinking, or doing. We talk about parts of you. It sounds very tidy and convenient, but what happens when you become aware of a part of you is you are overtaken by an emotion and you think it's you. You think it's yours. We want you to become consistently grounded to the point at which you have a solid baseline understanding of who you are, and that an emotion surfaces and you realize, yes, this is energy, this is emotion, there's something here, but this is not who I am. And so these parts of you, you experience through emotion. Most humans are swept away in a given moment by emotions that they carry. We want you to be willing to feel emotion but never be swept away. To be so grounded that you can feel the waves ebbing and flowing. You can feel emotional states as waves trying to break and then breaking. You can feel what's happening within your field. You're conscious of it and you learn to interpret what these parts of you, meaning these feelings, have to say, what it means, but that you are never swept away. So decide once again that you no longer need protection from your own feelings and emotions, because you are strong enough to be compassionate no matter what is happening. Now on your exhales for the next couple of minutes, allow this opening in your fourth chakra to relax, open, even more. Every few breaths, will yourself to relax even more. Decide that you are safe, that you do not need protection. And realize that when you generate a field of love, that's how life sees you and that's how life plays with you. So even if you are dealing with old fears and anxieties or judgments, the more that you generate this energy, this loving frequency, the less you will vibrate to you things to manifest and reflect those fears, anxieties, and judgments. So choose every day to tune yourself up in this way, with and without us. Keep calling in. Keep doing these MP3s. But realize this is a tool for you to decide to be empowered to use on a regular basis. A couple more breaths, breathing the energy of the earth fully up in your body, relaxing open that fourth chakra even more to the point where you're not sure how you could let it get any wider, any more open, but get there. When you really get there, this is the beginning of feeling a little bit of bliss, a little bit of being blissed out. You can sit there and enjoy that, but we want you to continue breathing from the bottoms of your feet and your root chakra up to move energy. This is key. To move energy in your field moves emotion, activates energy pathways. Decide now that all energies that you no longer need, that may have come loose during our conversation today. Decide you cannot possibly use the stress, tension, anxiety, judgment, self-criticism, pressure, demands, expectations of self from the past to tell you who you are going forward. Decide to gather those up in the center of your field and send them down through the cords into the earth and thank the earth for receiving these energies. Thank your body for always manifesting how your emotions and attitudes are going. Thank others in your life for reflecting to you where you are. Thank Metatron, Jehudi, and Tom for doing this work with you. Thank your spirit guides for always being helpful. They just sometimes can't get through if you're afraid or defensive. And this brings us to the end of our time together today. So we appreciate your participation and the opportunity to be of service to you in this way, all three of us. Anything the channel may have loaned to you during this energy work, he's going to call back to him, and anything he may have borrowed from you, he's going to get back to you individually. Please echo that from your perspective, and we will end our call this evening. We'll speak with you happily tomorrow for day 10. Good night.